on 6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
Haggers.
But with Braden.
Bradders.
How are you?
Morning, Braden Quartermain.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
So much sport at the moment.
Yeah, heaps.
Good time of year you.
We'll continue the huge derby week. It's interesting. We spoke about Fremantle's issue yesterday. West Coast, for a team that's won 7 of their last 8, they've actually got quite an unsettled lineup. They've been making a lot of changes, and they're going to have to do it again for the derby this week, despite coming off a win last week. So the most interesting aspect of this for me is what they do with Oscar Allen. So
yep.
Very impressive young 20-year-old. We all know he's got a big future. Took that amazing, courageous mark in the last quarter last week, which we've all seen replayed a lot. The Eagles love him, and I'm sure they would love to keep him in the team. But the issue is where for this week. So he played in defence last week with Jeremy McGovern and Tom Barrass out. So we know there's no spot for him in defence this week. The other job he's been doing most recently is playing as that forward and backup ruckman. The issue now, though, is with Nick Natanui back and not able to play a lot of game time, can Oscar Allen ruck for nearly half a game in a derby when he's not really a real ruckman?
Yeah.
And Fremantle are looking like they're going to play 2 genuine ruckmen. I'm not too sure that you'd want Oscar Allen having to ruck for nearly half a game. And then the third role he's played this season is just as a genuine third tall forward. On a wet night, I don't think the Eagles can carry 2 ruckmen and 3 tall forwards. So
yeah.
There's a lot of thinking and a lot of moving parts to go on there with the Eagles. So
yep.
That'll be interesting. Tom Hickey is the other part of that. Perhaps if they left Hickey out, you could fit Allen in and ask him to do some ruck work. Tom Hickey's sore as well. I understand he's been carrying some ankle problems. He was limping quite badly, I saw in the rooms after the game at the MCG the other day. So that's really interesting. If Barrass comes back as well, you'd think Will Schofield was vulnerable. Mark Hutchings, we know, out with a hammy. And I've just got a feeling the second gamer, the 2 gamer, Jared Cameron, might be in some trouble. Just looked off the pace a touch in the last game, and I'm not sure he's quite ready for the intensity of a derby. So another one just to watch whether he can hold on to his spot. And Josh Smith and Brendan Archie are a couple who are waiting in the wings potentially for a call-up. So it would be huge for them to come back this week.
Oh, absolutely. For Derby 50. Cricket World Cup gets a bit pointy tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah, England, it seems like it's dragged a touch, doesn't it?
But yeah, it's does.
Suddenly getting very serious very quickly now. So this is the biggest game of the tournament so far tonight. So England versus New Zealand. We know this is the tournament England have set themselves for years. They've been the trendsetter. It's their tournament. They went in as favourite. Comes down to tonight. If they can beat New Zealand, England go through to the semis. If they lose, there's still a chance, but they would then be relying on Pakistan to lose against Bangladesh on Friday night. Not really the way you want your home World Cup to be hanging there. So the tennis was interesting. Of course, we spoke about that all Aussie.
We knew we'd be talking about it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I mean, Nick Kyrgios was Nick Kyrgios. And the moment
wasn't
that,
he
the
rated
moment
himself.
That,
yeah.
The moment that summed him up was he had a set point and chose to serve underarm, one of the biggest servers in the world.
Yeah.
He chose to serve underarm. He ended up winning that set after a very long tiebreaker.
So rude.
And that ball that he belted out of the stadium, I don't think it's landed yet.
Some controversy over Bernard Tomic as well, speaking of our bad boys, and some calls for him to be investigated for tanking. He lasted just 58 minutes against Joe Wilfried Tsonga, went out in straight sets.
He's a shocker, isn't he?
He said he just had a bad day. And just finally, Ben Simmons, the basketball star, coming to Perth next month. He's going to have some spending money. He's been offered $240 million deal over 5 years.
Unbelievable.